The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 12. Habesser HaShematai, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Bet. Usalach lanu, and forgive us, et ashmatenu, our guilt or our sin, ka'asher, just as, solachim anaknu, forgiving are we, la'asher, to those who ashmulanu, sin against us. Usalach lanu et ashmatenu, ka'asher solachim anaknu, la'asher ashmulanu, and forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. Regarding this translation, I want to add that instead of the word ashmatenu, the translators of the Hebrew New Testament from the Koine Greek could have chosen the word chatotenu, which means our sin. And I think that might have been a better translation choice, since the word ashmatenu comes from asham, meaning guilt, whereas chatotenu comes from the word chet, meaning sin. To muddy the waters a bit more, however, the Greek New Testament, that is the original manuscripts of the New Testament, of which the New Testament in Hebrew is a translation, uses the word aphelemata, which means debts, rather than the Greek word harmartia, which is the usual word for sin, though metaphorically aphelemata, or debts, can be used to refer to sin. So the old King James translation, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, is actually a valid translation from the original Greek. As a translator or interpreter, the important point is to note the interplay between the languages here. As I already mentioned, the original Greek word aphelema, or the plural aphelemata, means debt or debts, though there are different ways to construe what that means in context. The Hebrew translators of the New Testament chose to understand this in terms of sin and guilt, using the word ashmatenu rather than chovotenu, our debts, or chatatenu, our sins. Just remember that when you're reading the Hebrew New Testament, you're reading a translation from the original Greek, just as when you read the Greek Old Testament, or Septuagint, you're reading that as a translation of the original Hebrew. Now, since I mentioned the Koine Greek readings, let's listen to the Koine Greek reading of this verse. Ke aphes hemin ta aphelemata hemon, hos kai hemes aphekamen tois aphelethes hemon. And as I already mentioned, the best translation for this in English might be, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew and Biblical Greek. Lichvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.